Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Progressing, slowly but progressing. That's how State Senate Ag Committee Chairman Paul Hornback characterized the growing support for the Center for Grain Excellence project at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center. Hornback was doing a legislative update several days ago for a gathering of state commodity groups hosted by Farm Bureau.
Well, I think there's a lot of opportunity there for the state, for all of agriculture, because it's not just about grain, even though it's titled the Grain Center for Excellence. For us to compete and attract the best scientists, the best professors, the best agronomists from all over the country, this is the type of facility we need. Our facility was built in the 80s. It needs to be upgraded. We need more space. We need more labs. And this will get that done. And it will get it done without being a drain on the general fund budget.
The $24 million center funding, as he said, would come from the Master Settlement Agreement Fund. Hornback feels this type of ag infrastructure improvement is what that fund is for.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's very important to us. I mean, my number one thing is to keep 611 in place, that we have that 50% going to agriculture. Even though this money is money that's already been set aside from last year in the Master Settlement Agreement, extra monies we had, it's still important to maintain that funding in the future.
In earlier comments, Kentucky Farm Bureau President Mark Haney says the farm organization couldn't be more supportive of this project moving forward. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. It's good.
Both House Agriculture Committee Chair Tom McKee and the Senate's Hornback were on hand for that day's legislative preview at Farm Bureau. Both recommitted to continuing to defend and protect the ag development process, especially important this year, the last, Hornback noted, for federal payments to farmers in the tobacco buyout.
Well, I think it's more important than ever now. Mike, you know how the diversity has worked over the year, the impact it's had on agriculture and the livestock industry. And because of those dollars not flowing into the state, the end of the year, January of this year, that's when the effect's going to be felt, that they don't get those checks anymore. And you might come up a little short. And I think it makes more difference to the smaller farmers, all of our tobacco farmers that we had throughout the state, than it does anybody else. And I think we need to make sure that we push that point along and make sure everybody knows it.
Kentucky agriculture, continuing to evolve. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.